Make an informed decision about your cancer treatment after hearing from our experts. This is Managing Cancer with Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Undergoing a mastectomy can prove instrumental in a breast cancer patient's treatment plan, but this procedure often comes with its own challenges, especially for women struggling with body image after surgery. My guest today is Dr. Rola Eid. She's the Medical Director of Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery and a plastic surgeon at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Welcome to the show, Dr. Eid. I'd like to start by asking you about breast reconstruction after mastectomy. What is involved and how does a woman make the decision to have reconstruction after mastectomy?
There are many options today in reconstructive surgery, and it depends on if a woman undergoes a complete mastectomy or what we call a nipple sparing, where the nipple is preserved. But one of the options to making a breast more natural is utilizing a product called an acellular dermal matrix. And it's been used in hernia repair and gum repair for years, but it helps me recreate the natural fold of a woman's breast. And it also gives me a structure to add fat into later to create a more natural looking breast.
So what's involved in that for a woman? Are these long procedures, and how do they decide how much they want?
Right. It depends on the type of procedure, but what we're talking about with a tissue expander, it's not a very long procedure, and it can be done at the time of her mastectomy. And today, the immediate reconstruction is considered the gold standard. And so if a woman has her breast removed, she can wake up with a breast mound, have a tissue expander in place. And this procedure can take anywhere from an hour and a half to 3 hours, depending if it's both sides.
That's fascinating. How do surgeons use a tissue from the woman's body to reconstruct the breast? What's involved in that? When you say you're using the fat, how does that work?
Right. Fat grafting means liposuctioning from the tummy or the thighs and taking those fat cells and putting them into the breast tissue, whether it be the mastectomy flap or a lumpectomy defect. I like to call fat liquid gold because it improves the quality of breast tissue and increases blood flow to the area. What research is showing us today is that there's more stem cells in fat than there is in bone marrow. An added benefit of taking fat from the tummy or the thighs is body contouring. And so when I take fat from the tummy and inject it into the breast, it can help create a more ideal body shape. Most women don't seem to object to having fat liposuction from their tummy and placed in their breast.
I would imagine not. How do you reconstruct the nipple and the areola? And does that look realistic?
Right. So we can use different techniques, but one of the techniques is using skin from the breast mound itself and projecting a nipple on there. You also need to add the areola, which is the dark part that's around the nipple. In the past, we used to utilize, as plastic surgeons, I was using a two-dimensional approach tattooing the area. It didn't look that realistic. So I sought out a local tattoo artist who specializes in 3D realism techniques, and he taught me how to perform a 3D tattoo. So now I utilize more multiple colors, customizing the colors and shadowing to create a more realistic nipple areola. It's making a huge difference with many of these women.
Are there some women that are not candidates for reconstruction?
Yes. For the most part, most women are. But if you're unable to tolerate a surgical procedure due to your underlying comorbidities, other health conditions, you may not be a candidate. But most of the time, women are candidates. It just depends on what type of reconstructive procedure they can undergo.
Does health insurance generally pay for reconstruction?
Yes, absolutely. The Women's Health, Cancer, and Rights Act of 1998 that was signed into law by Bill Clinton mandates that if insurance companies pay for a mastectomy, they must pay for reconstruction, not only on the cancer side, but also the opposite breast for symmetry procedures.
Does this affect a woman's ability to check for breast cancer reoccurrence? Is there any things that you want listeners to know about afterward?
Usually breast reconstruction does not affect a woman's ability to detect cancer in the future, but I think it's very important for women to know their options. So no patient chooses cancer and no patient likes losing her breast during this battle. But as women learn there are many options for reconstruction, the fear and uncertainty can fade away. So realizing you have a choice is empowering, and there are many more options today and many more choices today in breast reconstruction than ever before.
Dr. Ead, when you're speaking with a woman about reconstruction and self-esteem becomes a big issue for them and vanity in a way, what's your best advice? What do you tell them?
Having your breast removed can be a very emotional process for women. And I tell women that having your breast removed and wanting it reconstructed is not about vanity. It's about your womanhood. Many women identify with their breasts as a part of womanhood, and it's not merely just an appendage for them, but an actual feminine feature. And it's natural to want your breast reconstructed.
So what other advice can you give women about reconstruction and the tools that you use to give this natural, realistic-looking breast?
I would advise women to make sure they're well-informed and to know their options. And if they are faced with a diagnosis of breast cancer and their surgeon does not discuss breast reconstruction, then I advise them to seek out a second opinion and talk to somebody who will discuss breast reconstruction with them before they undergo a mastectomy to know what their options are and to be fully well-informed.
And in just the last few minutes, Dr. Ead, what should people that have recently been diagnosed with breast cancer be thinking about when they're seeking care?
I would advise them to have a team approach, to not only speak to a surgeon who is going to remove their breast, but also find a plastic surgeon who can reconstruct their breast and see if they're a candidate for immediate breast reconstruction. So seeking out a team approach. Many women who are faced with breast cancer and are being told that they need to undergo a mastectomy, 3 out of 10 women, research has shown, are not informed of their reconstruction options. And so I would advise women who are being told they need to undergo a mastectomy to also seek out a plastic surgeon and become aware of their breast reconstruction options before their mastectomy.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ead. It's great information. You're listening to Managing Cancer with Cancer Treatment Centers of America. For more information, you can go to cancercenter.com. That's cancercenter.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.